Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, homie? Long time no see, man. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. How you doing? That's good, man. Good to see you, boy. You looking good. How your mama doing? Real good, man. Tell I said hi, man. Got much love for y'all, boy. Stay up, all right?
Bad, I'ma come real with it. It ain't struggle that make a man, it's how the man deal with it. Last days, you gotta recognize the negative ways and turn from them. We all make mistakes, deep with the kids to learn from them. I've been blessed to come across a little paper. Made a link and spit it quick and had lost a little paper. Appreciating what we got, we true hood scholars. Then sat in circles with my partners, pitching your chains to scrape for $5. When you leave home, the world change all of a sudden. Full grown, you on your own, partner, the world don't owe you nothing. I've been in this hole, ducking and dodging the grim reaper. But the more I try to dig my way out, it's getting
when
deeper
everything
doing
around
bad,
you
baby.
Is doing wrong.
Man, I'm bad up in the woods, but I'm still hanging.
And hard times seem to last too long.
I'ma stop all that singing and start swinging.
You're also
home, boy, dead and gone. You're doing bad up in the woods, but man, we still hanging.
The game don't change, keep pushing on.
Feel that. I'm trying to show love, but people take the bad and provoke it. If I give this bum a dollar, will he eat it or smoke it? Put speculation to the side and just go out on a limb. I'm visualizing myself one day being just like him. So I focus on my paper, got a mission to rise and try to see life through the eyes of the poor and despised. Just in my people, man, I never turn my back on them. To my young hustlers walking these cuts with crack on them. It's another way, I hope you feeling your brother. I know that cash be coming fast, but dog, we killing each other. Making bad moves, trusting fools, caught up in crosses. And you ain't different from the rest player. We all have took losses, better shake it off. Cause a real man will accept responsibility and play it with the hand he was dealt. See, my strength done even ran out of questions to ask. Plus, I'm holding family animosity from the past.
When everything
I'm doing
around
bad.
You is going wrong.
Much in my stack, in a lack, clutching the gap, my stomach touching my back. The world is testing me, but at the same time, my girl stressing me. My actions be the reason why the man ain't blessing me. Should I chase mine with skill or a gun on my waistline? In FaceTime, these questions go deep as a baseline. I'ma take it the whole nine or catch a case trying. Confess my sins, hoping that God will erase mine. Gotta raise your game level when the trouble appears. I got partners I've been hanging with for 15 years. Yeah, I'm strong, but I'm worn out and tired in the mind. Cause water dripping on a rock can wear down over time. You feel me? I ain't no baller. I'm a child of the ditch. Being broke is a test, but money is a trial for the rich. And to the ones that passed on, geez, we lost in the game. Y'all come to light every time somebody mention your name.
Everything around you is going wrong.
Baby that was born today, throw 'em up if you're hustling, making your pay. Throw 'em up if you're feeling every word I say. It's like that.
Yeah, we say what's up to all the players we lost. My homeboy Big Mello, Woo, Fat Pat, 38, that boy Nut, that boy Big Steve, my cousin Byron Myers out there in Lufkin, R.I.P. I wanna give a shout out to all my partners on lock, that boy J Flex, Pimp C. SPM, Black Capone, Brian Dennis, my cousin, love you, man. Guy Pearson, you know I ain't forgot about you. That boy Deuce Twice, better known as Aftermath. Yeah, anybody else I forgot, charge it to my mind and not my heart, you feel me? See y'all players when you get back. SPC, much love, peace.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Young, Gifted, and Black. Hi,
How is the family out there this evening? How is everyone?
Oh, we fine, everybody. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Great people, love.
So well.
All right. Well, I am so honored to have all of you with us tonight. And, of course, we have with us again Kay Reno, and that was his song, Doing That. I love that song, Kay Reno. I'm sorry. I know I didn't ask your permission to play it as an intro, but I just had to have it.
Oh, you got it. It's all good. I appreciate the fact that you really wanted it as an intro.
Yes, sir. And we have Kay Reno with us tonight, a hip-hop legend, Houston, Texas, homegrown legend, my brother. He's still my little baby in my mind. And how are you doing tonight, Kay Reno?
I'm blessed. I'm in no position to complain. Just glad to be back on the show. I mean, last week was so powerful that so nice we had to do it twice. So we're glad to be back.
Yes, sir. And we have another beloved brother of mine in the house tonight. I call him Brother Grander Monday through Friday, but on Saturday night he's Brother Prop 13. Assalamu alaikum, soldier. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum. What's good, fam? What's good? It's the fitness.
Yes, sir. And thank you for coming back, Brother Prop, because
thank
you I know
you
are making.
Thank you for.
Oh, you're so welcome. You are making an awesome impression on so many of us, and I know you're making an awesome impression on our younger group of hip-hop artists coming up. And we have some people that I am not too familiar with, but I'm honored to have them as well. And I think we're going to hear from the artist that calls himself Strilla DeGuard. Strilla, come out front and center, soldier, and tell us something about yourself.
Oh, peace, everybody. thanks for having me on, sis. Well, a little bit about myself. Been rapping for a minute now. Chicago, born and raised. I was blessed to be given these teachings, and so with the teachings of the Most High God, I put it in my music, and I'm just striving hard to make it known. That's all.
Yes, sir. And thank you for joining us, brother. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. And we have with us Brother Reginald, your God brother. Brother Reginald, front and center, soldier.
How you doing? How you doing, sis? Thank you for having me. Man, I'm so happy to be among this august body of MCs. Once again, it's a blessing. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And, okay, did I leave anybody out? I hope I didn't. Did I leave anybody?
Yes, sister, you left me out.
Oh, no, I didn't. You were coming next, but I want to make sure I got all the artists. And this is our founder and our CEO, Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad, who is... He's a rapper and a porter in his own right. Assalamu alaikum, soldier. How are you?
I'm fine, sister. Once again, we having another beautiful night with the brothers in the house, Brother K. Reno. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Rakim. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yes, sir. And, brother, man, this brother been spitting bars on Facebook. Me and Problem 13. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
What's good, God? Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. I mean, we were spitting hard, brother. I love those. Hey, listen, we gotta get together, brother, and really put these songs down, put these tracks down, brother. Seriously, I mean,
all good. Ain't nothing but space and opportunity. You heard me?
Yes, sir. And what's the other young brother name? The other young rapper from Chicago, from my city.
Strilla
the God
and
God.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, soldiers.
Well, alaikum salam, sir.
Oh, brother, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Sister Gidja, let's get this show on the road. Sister, take it.
All right. I just want to remind everybody in the chat room, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Wow, it's really lighting up. And all of the callers, thank you. If you have a question, please press 1 on your keypad, and I will get to your question. If you have a question in the chat room, please type in your question, and we'll be happy to ask it on your behalf. All right, we're going to get started. We have some pros, some professionals, some long-time artists in here with Brother Prob and Brother K. Reno. We got some new artists. So the first thing I want to start out before we get to the music, because we have a lot of music tonight. Oh, goodness, Brother Frank is here. Okay, I'm going to bring Brother Frank a minute. Before we get to all of that, I want to hear from Prob 13. You know, you are a father of 15 children, and I would like for you to speak to these young artists who are up and coming. What would you advise them in this day and time doing this type of music, going up against the trash, what I call trash? I know it's all music, but what I call trash is out there. You know, the righteous music versus the unrighteous music. What would you say to them to encourage them?
First of all, I would say to stay strong. Stay strong, because we're David, and the Goliath, he's mighty and big. But with belief and faith in Allah, David slew Goliath. You see, so you have to be strong, you have to be fearless, you can't be worried about judgment. When I say worried about judgment, meaning that, okay, a lot of times as conscious artists, particularly in the Nation of Islam, from what I've been studying, listening to artists, we put ourselves in a box because we're afraid of what the believers may say. We're afraid of what our captain or our lieutenants may say. We're afraid that we might get a phone call from Chicago. But see, because we keep ourselves in that box, we're stifling ourselves from reaching the youth in the streets, because you can't water it down for the youth in the streets. See, when I do this, I don't do this, quote-unquote, for the believers. I'm a believer, and I represent what the believers believe in, but I'm trying to reach the thugs, the gangsters, the killers, and I'm trying to bring them in. So I can't, you can't, you know, we're not ministers. If you want to be a minister, go to ministry class. Well, we are ministers, but it's a different kind of ministry. You understand? It's not like the ministry of standing behind a rostrum speaking to the people in a mosque. This is a different type of environment that you're ministering in, and a different type of mind. So you have to be able to relate to that mind and not be worried about what another believer might say because you said something. See, you have to take yourself out of that box if you want to reach the people who are minister and who the Christ and who the God came to reach. You see? So that's what I would advise for our young brothers that's, you know, in the ranks doing this. Don't be scared to come from the heart. Take all fear. Remove all fear. Whatever may come. But the Quran says that Allah judges actions by intentions. I remember when I dropped A New Beginning mixtape volume 1. On the back cover, I had a picture of the FOI uniform, and I had the jacket open, I had the FOI cap tilted, and I had a big gold link on. Now, I knew, and Allah knew what my intention was, but man, my regional captain got chewed out by Brother Supreme behind something I did. And my captain came to me, and he dealt with me on it. It was a mistake I made. It's changed now, but the fact of the matter is that I wasn't scared to go out there on a limb to save my people. You understand? I knew, and Allah knew what my intention was. And before I changed it, I sold about 4,000 or 5,000 copies. But after the regional captain came to me, he talked to me, dealt with me about it. A lot of people, I don't know if people listening are familiar with this, but a lot of people hit me up. They said, man, you might get in trouble for the cover's tight. It was like, man, the cover tight, I like it, it's hot. But we ain't supposed to wear the FY uniform like that. But I knew what I was trying to do when I did that, you see? And then after I got my whooping, then I changed it. But I wasn't scared to get the whooping, and I knew the whooping might come.
But I said, man, I'm just going to have to take the whooping. A lot of times a brother might hear a song and say, man, what did the minister hear this? What you think he going to say? I said, well, Allah knows my intention. Is it hot? Brother said, yeah, it's hot. I said, well, yeah, it's going. That's how it's going. And however it rolled down, it rolled down. And if I make a mistake, then I'll be corrected for it, and then I'll correct myself. But I come from the heart, and that's why the people feel me, both believers and lost fans. I have lost fans buying my CD, coming back telling me, man, your CD's hot. Because I'm not pulling no punches. And if you're going after the people, you can't pull no punches today. And you have to be very strong, and you have to be, you can't be concerned with being accepted by the industry, because the industry is not going to accept you. The minister's number one enemies, they run the industry. So they're not going to sign you to no record deal. So if you're not trying to establish your own company, get your own publishing going, do your own thing, then this ain't for you. You might as well rap with everybody else rapping, because they're not going to sign you today. This ain't the 80s. They're not signing acts like us no more. You're not gonna get signed. So if you're in this if you're thinking about the big house and the nice whips and all that for the music, that's not gonna happen. You better wait on the promise that Master Farad Muhammad gave us in the Supreme Wisdom in the Problem Number 3 and Problem Number 13, which is money, good homes, and friendship in all walks of life. It's gonna come from Master Farad Muhammad, but it ain't gonna come from this music if you're doing what we're trying to do. You're gonna struggle. You know, you're going to struggle, and it's going to be hard, you know. But you just got to be strong and be fearless and believe in what you're doing and have faith in Master Farad Muhammad. I'm a little long-winded, man. Y'all forgive me, man. I'm a little...
Listen, brother, that was powerful, brother. No need to apologize, Black man. That was very positive, and you remind me so much of myself, because even when some of the believers out there are listening, they see my post on Facebook, they know Brother Hakeem don't give a damn. And the reason I don't give a damn is because I'm trying to reach a certain group of people that belong to the Black Ajax Nation. You know what I'm saying? The pimps, yeah. The hustlers, the dealers.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the people that I'm trying to reach. So therefore, I put things out there that may not be easy on your ear or easy for you to read. But guess what? It's bringing the hardest of the hard out the streets. You know, so... Hey, brother.
And that's the whole purpose for this thing, man. The whole purpose for this thing is to reach our people. So this is hip-hop.
Right.
You got to look at what's reaching our people. You know, hip-hop ain't no soft thing. It's a very hostile and competitive environment. So if you're not ready to be hostile and competitive, you know, if you're going to stay in the box and be MC Minister, you can do that, but you're not going to be very effective. You might sell some CDs at Savior's Day, and that's about it. You feel me? But if you want to be effective, you can't be MC Minister. You got to be MC Smash the Game Down.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Prob. Well, y'all heard it from him. And K-Reno, you have 30 years in this, and I know that you have seen many artists come and go. And, you know, by the grace of Allah, you have remained. So tell us, what has been some of your staying power?
I mean, it's about relatability. And that's exactly what Brother Problem 13 was saying. He speaks, like we said last week, he speaks the language of the people. It's about relatability on whatever level that you relay it. If the people can identify and connect with what you're saying, if you're speaking from your heart and you truly speaking from your own heart, it's guaranteed that it's going to strike a chord in somebody else's. So that's what I always try to do. I try to make sure that whatever I'm speaking about, it represents not only my reality, but somebody else's. And I think if you do that, then that gives you that staying power in a game, you know, particularly rap music. And hip-hop is a game where most artists have a small window of time to be successful or to even be relevant just by the masses. So it's about relatability, just saying something that's gonna represent timeless music. That's why we still jam the Isley Brothers. That's why we still listen to Frankie Beverly and Maze, because the stuff they made 40 years ago and the principles that were in the lyrics are still so relevant today. We have to just adopt those same philosophies in rap music and make sure that whatever I write down in 2013, in 2023, it could still stand the test of time and be brand new to somebody who's never heard it before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, I don't know how we lost Brother Rakim, but maybe he will call us back. But right now, gentlemen, I'm going to bring on Brother Frank. I think his last name is Toll. At least that's how I've been pronouncing it. Brother Frank, are you there? Frank, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, sir. How are you?
Fine, ma'am. All praise due to Allah.
Yes, sir. And come on down front and center, soldier, and tell us something about yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
Okay. Well, I'm actually calling down from Ivory Coast, West Africa, which is next to Ghana and Senegal. And,
yes, sir.
Well, I'm an artist who been through the ups and downs of life. So I'm back home now. I'm back in the motherland and trying to restart my life one step at a time. This time on the right path and as a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I've been building this organization called Côte d'Ivoire Hip Hop Initiative, which is a non-governmental organization which is based on helping the youth out here, guide them on the right path and teach them about hip hop, the origin of hip hop, and many other things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I heard your song, and I really like it, and we're going to play it tonight, and I'm just so honored that you are up at probably 2 o'clock in the morning, your time, to participate
yes.
in the show. So I really, really do appreciate it, brother, so much for your sacrifice and for everything that you're doing for the children and for the youth in that area. So thank you. We're so honored to have you, and original salute to you, soldier, for all that you're doing.
Okay. Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, yes, sir. Just stand by. We're going to get back with you. We have a question in the audience, and I think I know who this is. This is a young man that has so many talents, and I love him so much. He's just a beautiful soul. Bicycle Tony, you in the house?
Hey, what's going on?
My
How
man,
are you,
Tony.
Dear?
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Talk up a little bit. How are you?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm fine. What you got for us tonight?
Right now, man, I was rushing home to get to the show. You know, I've been making, I'm still in the streets right now, man, on my way home. But I wanted to call in, so, you know, I grabbed the phone. And just checking you out, man. I love the show, man. Shout out to K Reno and shout out to everybody, you know, on the line, man. And I really felt what the brother was saying, you know, about the passion and the music that you can relate to, you feel me? Because somebody want to relate to somebody else, man, and let them know that they're not all alone in this world, you feel me? And I like that.
Boy, Sugar Tony, I got to say, brother, you're a member of the family already, brother. You've been very supportive of the Nation Building Movement, brother. You've been on our radio programs, and, brother, we feel honored. You know who you're talking to, right, brother? This ain't Willie tonight,
yeah.
brother. This is Brother Rakim Muhammad, brother.
Yeah, man. What's up, Brother Rakim? Brother
yes,
Rakim, what's going on, baby? God bless you, man. Word up.
God. Oh, man. Hey, I'm maintaining and elevating, brother. Just trying to do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
I
see the lyrics, too, man. I see the lyrics, too. Very inspirational, bro. Like, for real, man. I love it.
Oh, thank you, brother. Praise be to Almighty God a lot, brother. Yes, sir.
You know, usually you're making me laugh, but when you make me think, man, I really appreciate that, too. You know what I mean? You're a good dude,
brother,
man.
Frank.
God bless you, man. Talented, man. I was talking about you behind your back. All good things, though. You're very talented, bro. Word up.
Thank you, sir. I give all praise to Almighty God a lot, brother. Thank you.
That's what's up, man. You know, I love this family, though,
okay.
man. I love it over here. I really do, man. It's beautiful.
Yes, sir.
You
brother,
know we
thank
love
you for
you
your
back.
Support.
Okay, so hang out with us. Hang out with us, Bicycle Tony. Hang out with us.
Oh,
don't hang
here.
Up.
I'm here. I'm
all
here.
Right.
It's a hostage situation right now. I'm here.
Okay, and we're going to take one more question. This is the last one. Then we're going to get off into some music. Area code 773, your mic is live. 773?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Brother Arvin.
Oh, I feel Malika, brother Arvin. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm blessed, so just come down front and tell and introduce yourself and tell the listening audience who you are.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Brother Arvin. I'm a hip-hop artist myself, and I work with a lot of artists in Chicago as well as a few in the nation and outside of the nation as well. I'm calling. I have a question for two of the artists, Strilla the God and Reg Your God, brother. And my question is, what's your inspiration for doing what you do, and what's your burning desire? What keeps you moving forward in writing and promoting and everything to reach not only the youth but, like, all of the people that's out there who listen to music, knowing that you have fierce competition with all of the other music that's out there?
Go ahead, Reg.
Okay. Is that Strilla giving me the direction?
I was just saying you can go first because I was just saying go first because he said both of our names, brother. Don't, brother.
I mean, well, I was gonna let Sister Gidget decide, you know, how she wanted to go proceed with that, you know.
Okay,
Absolutely. Well, since you're talking so well.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead and answer Brother Arvin's question.
Oh, man, but well, that was a beautiful question, a great question, my brother Arvin. And I thank him for asking such a question, and I thank him also for the thought to consider me to be on this program today. As I said before, I feel very privileged to be with the type of minds that are here. He asked about my inspiration, and I can start I can make no beginning. I can make no start without first mentioning Almighty God, because that's where our gift comes from. So first from there, of course, I was rapping before I even knew I had a relationship with God. So I would say, man, that inspiration came out of the life of growing up in the inner city of Chicago, where hip hop, where music, where rap is really got its essence from, not necessarily in Chicago, but in the inner city with youth across America. That's where a lot of this music, a lot of the music that is out comes from. And I was one of the youth that was inspired by it, by Rakim, by Run DMC, by KRS-One, many of them. And into the early 90s when it hit with Nas and Biggie and Pac and Wu-Tang. And, oh, man, I can go on and on about hip-hop and its great effect on my life. And I do it today, as our brother Arvin said, to reach the masses, as many people as I can reach. You know, I really don't look at it like I'm after the hard brother or the salt brother, or I'm after this brother. I'm after our people, and how whoever that Allah blesses me to touch with the music, with this gift, that's why I'm after, you know. And I would pray that I can get everybody, you know, but I know whose job it is to get all of us. So I'm just trying to do my little part in that, you know. I'm just trying to do my little part. And every artist that does this, I appreciate their effort because it is some brothers that can go a little deeper, a little harder, a little tougher, and that's who they can get. And I would knock a man who can go into those dark alleys and get our people. You know, we need not separate each other. You know, we are all one body. We're all one unit. And we are all going after the same goal. We have the same purpose, and that's to deliver the dead to the Lamb of God. And that's my inspiration today. That's my purpose today. I think that's all of our purpose.
All praise is due to Allah. That was so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next. I think he asked that question to two people.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was just waiting. But, those were beautiful words, Brother Reds. And I would like to thank Brother Vince as well for considering me for this radio show, and as well as you, Sister Gidget, for giving me the opportunity to speak on your show. And you know, my inspiration is first and foremost, you know, Almighty Allah, that, you know, I was you know, striving to be an MC before I found the teachings. And once I found the teachings, you know, so I'm going to say I found them. Once Allah made me aware that, you know, that he was a man, that at that point, that was the turning point for me, you know, because I had always believed, you know, that God was a spirit, and, you know, you know the spookism or whatever. And so once I was brought into the reality that he was a man, just like myself, I mean, that was the true inspiration. To really, that sparked my fire to just, I gave totally up on the world, you know. It was like, you know, I'm running with the nation, you know. And so musical inspiration, you know, Nas, he's really my favorite. Nas is like my all-time great. But, you know, Tupac, KRS-One, the Beatnuts, I'm one of them heavy hip-hop heads, you know what I'm saying? So that's motivated me to always, like Brother Reg, I do strive for the youth, but more importantly, overall, anybody who loves music, because I'm just a lover of music, and I don't like to box myself in. I don't want to be boxed in, you know, because similar to Problem 13, you know, I really felt that, brother. Like, when he was talking, I really, really felt that, brother, as far as not worrying about what anybody has to say. You know, because I took some criticism for a video I did, you know, because it wasn't, quote-unquote, I guess if someone would feel a Muslim should represent himself, you know. And so I'm just, you know, if you really love somebody, you do some crazy things. Somebody may look at them as crazy, you know, yeah. Like, man. But, you know, it really shows that you really love that person or those people or whatever. You would go to some lengths that some people would say, hey, man, that person is crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you love them. You know what I'm saying? I remember I was selling the final call when I first came to the nation, and I had an all-black suit on. It was like the middle of July. It was like 95 degrees, and it was like 1 p.m. It was scorching, and a brother rolled up on me on Stony Island and said, hey, man, I know you hot as hell. Why is you out here selling this paper like this? And I said, well, brother, you're right, it is hot. I say, but you know, when you love somebody, you do some things. I say, if your child was in a burning building, would you run in? You know what I'm saying? I say, you know, the fire department would tell you that the blaze is too great, but if you heard your child screaming, would you run in it? And he looked at me, and I said, yeah, that's how I feel about the situation. You know, so I said, that's why I'm out here, and that's why I do this music, because I know that overall, we going to win, brothers and sisters, we going to win.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Beautiful words. Thank you for sharing that story. Okay, we have a lot of music tonight. We lost Frank. Frank is calling from Skype from Africa, so hopefully he can get back on. And I'm going to play a song from Let me see. I don't even know where to start. I have so much music in here tonight. Prop 13. Can you tell us about the song Ride or Die?
Yeah, Ride or Die is just like a freestyle that just came off my head. I always wanted to do something to the Machiavelli beat. And while I was putting together this mixtape, I took the opportunity for that desire and made it happen. So I just put my heart, you know, my heart to that beat, put the pen to the paper, and made it happen. There's not no real particular subject matter or topic. I'm just spitting what's on my heart and letting the beat bring it out, you know, and that's basically what it is. So it's a remake of the classic Tupac, you know, Machiavelli or Hail Mary.
All right, here we go. Problem 13, ride or die.
Payback, payback.
Easy.
Problem 13, nah, nah, nah.
With a new Glock blasting, bringing it hard on this Tupac classic. Striving for peace, so I'm ready for war. My saliva is like venom, spitting deadly and raw. If you an enemy of God, then beware when I'm striking. I rap about what I want, and I don't care who don't like it. Bringing radioactive heat, burning the beast on contact. I ain't looking for no record deal, keep your contract. I never signed my life away to be a slave, that's backwards. And I don't wanna be in the same circle as these gay ass rappers. I don't like none of y'all, I'm just keeping it real. You a house nigga, I be working deep in the field. Feeding poison to our babies and you keeping them sick. You sowing seeds of death and soon you gon' be reaping them quick. I know you trying to get that money, but that's still no reason. You a traitor to our people, should be killed for treason. I made this a double CD. I gotta represent on this one, cause I'm loving this beat. It's problem 13, you don't want no trouble with me. I'm talking to anybody that's giving me hate. Devils, disbelievers, and these hypocritical snakes. World made me a slave, then left me hurting. And I learned that life is pain and death is certain. It's for every black man that's living in hell. Whether you live in the hood or you live in a cell. F-O-Y till I die. Of Islam. I got the acronym FOY tattooed on my arm. And it's there to say, I ain't here to play. See my veins popping out, you better clear the way. Cause you're here today, but you're gone tomorrow. And it's too late when your loved one singing songs of sorrow. On the horizon, I'm warning you now, so there won't be no surprises. This world is praising Satan, everybody lying, murdering and hating. The baby planes is waiting to bring the destruction. It's right around the corner. I warn you, you better take heed or you a goner. When it comes to past America, the grace she fell. And disbelievers going through the seven gates of hell. Hypocrites are drinking gallons of boiling hot water. And Satan can't escape, run or hide from the slaughter. Every knee shall bend, every tongue shall confess. In the power of Master Farad, God in the flesh. I ain't preaching, I'm just telling what I know, and I know it. You better tighten up or it's too late and you blow it. You ain't listening, don't know why I take time to bother. Man, I'm done, I'm finna pray, cause it's time for Faja. La la la.
nice.
Wow, that was hot.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know that's my favorite song, so you know I'm digging that beat right there. Tupac is the man, man. I can't hate. That's all I can say. Let me hush before I get happy up in here.
Crazy to
a
lot.
All right, so y'all tell me how y'all feeling that song. Y'all feeling right about that, Brother Proud 13?
Yes, a read.
That was beautiful.
It was high.
I
like that. Entertaining, very entertaining. And deep, too, man. Deep and personal. I liked it a lot, man.
Wow. I love that song, Brother Proud. And Brother Proud, I'm going to ask you something about your lyrics. Because you often say, you talk about, I guess, the mainstream artists, and I'm only going from what I hear. Do you believe that the mainstream artists have really sold out?
Yes, I believe they have all sold out on different levels. Some of them sold out just simply just selling themselves short, you know, doing whatever it takes to sell. And others have went another level and have sold out totally and have become part of, you know, secret societies and Satanism, studying the teachings of Crowley and Thelema in order to get in, because those so-called Jews, those Zionists, that's what they study. That's what they into. You know, Mr. Farquhar said many years ago in the 80s that they used Judaism to cover their gutter religion, to shield their, you know, to shield their real religion, the gutter religion. Of course, the devil, he flipped and said that my minister called Judaism a gutter religion, but that's not what the minister said. They used Judaism to shield their gutter religion. Their gutter religion is Satanism, you know, the teachers of Thelema, the teachers of Crowley, you know, all these secret orders, the skulls and the Bohemian Grove or whatever that's called. You know, all these things is what these wealthy Caucasians are into, the 10%, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. So a lot of these artists, they have become puppets for these men. So they get involved with these things for a promise of more success. And I believe that a lot of that is going on in the industry. And then you have the artists that just don't know no better, and they just want money. And they ain't really studying Crowley or Thelema, but they just being as ignorant as they can because they trying to get that thriller. So, but I believe they all have sold out just on different levels.
And Kay Reno, how you feeling about that?
I agree 1,000,000,000%. I mean, he covered it so cleanly because he spoke about the ones who know and the ones who participate out of ignorance. So, I mean, I think the responsibility has to fall on us as artists. Whether we've been in it as long as I've been in it or whether we just getting in it but have acquired some knowledge, we have to try to figure out a way to catch artists that are up and coming or are just jumping in the game and intercept that type of influence and step in front of that path and try to knock it down or run it back and impose what we know on them in terms of just the knowledge and the teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad and also the knowledge of the music business in general. So we won't succumb to those types of influences because, I mean, people come in just caught up in the hype of trying to be what they perceive to be a successful artist, whether it be the MTV, the BET, the commercial radio. These are the things that we strive for, and those are the goals that we try to aspire to reach. When in reality, the main goal should be trying to save people through the music. You know, I've been doing it 30 years, and I always, it took me years to realize that the music is not necessarily the gift. The gift is the message, so we should use music to relate a message. The message is bigger than the music. The music is just a tool, a platform that's used to relay it. So once we kind of get that going and kind of implant that as a foundation in new artists' minds, then I think it would automatically generate a better product from the up-and-coming artists. So we won't have to look at them as, well, you know, they're putting out this type of music. Part of the responsibility lies on us because we know that the devil's not going to do it. He's not going to educate us. He's not going to educate our up-and-coming soldiers that are getting involved in this music. And for those who are not getting involved in the music, just a general listener, just a general fan, they have to be educated. So yeah, we got to do it. We have to be the ones to say, hey, man, look, this is what they do. This is the plan. This is what they are seeking to do to us. And here's how you defend against it.
And if I may just give it, if I may say this, and I believe Kay Real can bear witness to this, you know, homosexuality is very prevalent in the industry, both music and Hollywood, very, very prevalent. You come in heterosexual and they turn you out, you see? So a lot of our artists, you know, are on the down low because they got turned out and they end up liking it. You see, that's why Cat Williams is going through what he's going through, because Cat Williams was a quote-unquote in the streets what we call a real nigga. He went down with it. They let him in too early. And when they let him in, he started exposing what he was seeing in his comedy act. So now he's getting arrested for this and getting arrested for that, and he's actually losing his mind because that's what they're setting out to do to him, because he ain't with it. They let him in too early. But see, a lot of times they'll let an artist in, and an artist will be scared that he'll lose with all these gifts the devil has given him. You know, they'll take an artist off the hood, out the projects, and they'll put him on a little miniature tour. Okay, you know, you can bear witness to this. They put him on a little miniature tour, have him traveling, give him the girls, the jewelry, some money, you know, and have him on a 90-day run. And then get him in the office after 90 days and say, you like this, huh? This is nice, huh? Well, look, you got to do a favor for me if you want to stay here. And if you don't do that favor, you right back in the project you just came out of.
Right.
So you was just eating filet mignon last night. You could be eating ramen noodles tonight if you don't get down with the program.
Right.
You see? So a lot of these artists get afraid. Oh, I don't want to go back to that. Nobody ain't going to know. Nobody ain't going to know. You see? That's the lie that they tell themselves. Next thing you know, they're caught up in some activity that's other than being a man, and they find themselves liking it.
Right.
So don't get caught up with they got all these girls and all this. A lot of them are misogynistic and don't even like women no more. I heard a brother once tell me, you know, that, you know, brothers be traveling around the world so much and got all kind of girls that they're bored of girls now. I'm like, what? I don't never want to have that many girls when I get bored. You feel me? But it's very prevalent in the industry. You feel me? Homosexuality, the mainstream artists have all engaged and partaken in homosexuality. I don't care who it is. You name his name, they have partaken and engaged in homosexuality. I don't care who it is. Name them. The biggest one has partaken and engaged in homosexuality activity.
Because the devil owns the key. Are we talking about Jay-Z?
Yeah, Jay-Z most definitely. In the 90s, Jay-Z was loose with it. He just slowed down because now he got to tighten up his image because he with Beyonce. But in the 90s, man, Jay-Z was loose with it. All right, who saw that video movie he did, Streets is Watching?
Yeah, I saw that.
See, I was heavy in the industry back then. I was heavy because I was trying to get in the industry back then, so I knew a lot of people. I had a lot of connects. I was in the circles. That dude, the thug that they killed, the drug dealer they was debating with that they killed in that that video movie, big time homosexual, flaming fat. He was like, oh, Jay's my homeboy. Man, we ain't never gonna be homeboys like that. Something's going on there. Now you see Con Yeezy, he went black leather kilts. That nigga need to be killed. Talking about this guy is a kill. You ain't Scottish, nigga, you black. You Asiatic, you ain't Scottish. Be the European style for the Europeans. But you like that. You like that. You got the black leather skirts now. You can just pass it off as kilt. You see? But they got to keep the facade of heterosexuality prevalent. So, because they have to allow their fans to save face. See, because you do some homosexual activity or something that's suspect, now your fans got to defend you. So you got to give them something to defend. So they get the model chick, the fly girl. I remember when P. Diddy was really getting exposed for having pictures on the internet, some homosexual pictures on the internet. He took his baby mama. He started going everywhere with her. And every time there was a photo op, he was kissing all over her. But it was
too late. Everybody knew what time it was already. In the UK, we already know. We saw the pictures on the internet. You feel me? But they have to keep the facade of heterosexuality prevalent because they have to allow their fans the ability to save face. Once their fans can't defend them, the more they're going to lose them. So they got to be able to say, well, at least he ain't gay. He with Kim Kardashian. He ain't gay. He with Beyonce. You feel me?
And then this last point, to piggyback on that, the trickle down effect, the trickle down effect that has, because these are people who the youth view as role models and heroes. So most of the time, you're gonna do what you see your heroes and role models doing. See. So now, so that translates out to with the skinny jeans and the tight shirts and the brothers now, it's all right to wear pink. You're a man, but you're walking around with pink shirts and pink shoes on and things of that nature.
Oh,
so
man.
That trickle down effect. Go
this
ahead, brother.
This reminds me of one of your songs, brother. I'm not trying to cut you off. You got a song talking about that. I can't remember the name of the song, but I got the album with the song on it.
Right.
Oh man, I wish we could play that song. Sister Gish, I gotta get that song to you for the show. I hear a lot of feedback in the line. If you got a computer on, the volume,
yeah,
turn the volume down or whatever.
Thank you.
K Reno covers a whole lot of that homosexuality. The pink shirts, you even said something about the flip flops, brother. You said something about flip flops.
Right.
I had to take my flip flops off after I heard that.
Well, the thing is, it's been a long time undercover effort to try to destroy the black male figure in the household and in the community, in the black communities. And they do it through imprisonment. They do it through other means. But this instrument of music has given them another means to try to basically just feminize the brothers and put the sisters out there by themselves as being the head of the household and trying to raise men. And that's not the role of the sister. That's the role of the brother. But if we behind bars, we have been put under the spell of like Brother Problem 13 said, when skirts, you want to call it a kilt, but a rose by any other name, you know, a skirt is
it's
a skirt,
still a rose.
You know, whatever uh-huh. try, whatever name you try to give it. So now you see a lot of our young brothers just leaning towards that that feminine look and that feminine lifestyle, and it's not an accident, and that's the thing that goes back to the educational side. We got to educate our young brothers and sisters coming up that this is not an accident. It wasn't like that when we grew up. You know, we didn't come up in that type of world. We came up hard, you know. And there's so many different dimensions to that, man, all the way to the food, man, all the way to what the doctors are doing. You know, you just don't know, man. There's so many, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said you can't fathom the depths of Satan. So it's so many things that these people do and that they do that go right over our head, but that affect us every day.
Every day.
Yes, sir. Okay, listen, let me give a reminder. I know some of you all might be fascinated with your own voices and everything. This show is recorded, so you can go back and listen to it again. But please put your computers down because we get all the feedback. We want to be able to hear everybody clearly. Those of you who have a question, press 1 on your dial pad. I'll answer your question or let you ask a question of the artist. And those of you in the chat room, if you have a question, please type in your question. I'll be happy to ask it on your behalf. Okay, K. Reno, you have a song called The Plan. So
yes,
what's up? Tell me about The Plan.
The plan is basically lined up exactly with everything we just got through speaking about. It's talking about the plan of Satan, the undercover thing, the subliminal things that they do and impose on us that we may not necessarily be aware of, that we conform to voluntarily or involuntarily. So that's what the song is about.
All right, well, we're gonna rock that right now and see what's going on with The Plan by Kay Reno.
What's the plan? I'll reveal some of it to you.
Is Rilla is on the track as well.
So I got Rilla and Yusef. These are two artists that are signed to me, that I'm mentoring. If I'm not mistaken, this is a song called Heaven Hereafter.
Yes. Yes, and I want to ask you about that song, because the video starts off with Whitney Houston doing a performance at a Luther Vandross tribute.
Yes.
And so was that your inspiration, or where did that piece come in?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and I'm glad you asked it. In fact, the video was shot on February the 11th of 2012. And if you know about Whitney Houston's passing, you know she had not passed at that. She passed that day. So what happened was we shot the video. We had the song already before she had passed. But when we got through with the video and we got home, we received the bad news of our sister's passing, and we were so caught up in that, we knew, you know, that we had to include her in the video, which was myself, brother Edward Sixx in here in Chicago, Stay Focused Media, brother student minister Abel Muhammad, who helped us with directing the video, and who also made an appearance in it as well. We came up with, Brother Abel found the footage of Sister Whitney singing the brother's song, and it's the actual song that we used as a sample for the track. That's what I'm saying. That is that song that she's singing that is the sample that we're rapping over. So it kind of came full circle. It was kind of all worked itself out. You know, it's like one of the minister's titles to the lecture that I carry, Dear to My Heart, is called Doing for Self Get You the Help of God. And, you know, that's like a mathematical, scientific statement that I hold dear to heart. So us working together, us doing something for ourselves, and then God blessed us on top of that to put this whole thing together where we could pay homage to the artists and black people who have passed away. It's just a big deal. We called it Heaven Hereafter because heaven is a Christian term that Christians know, and hereafter is a term that Muslims know of. And see, that's the way we just do the music. We put it where you got to take it, man. You got to take it, and you're going to love it. And you're not going to think, I can't listen to this because, or no, man, I don't care what you are. You know you love Whitney. You know you love Luther.
Right.
You know you love Red Fox. And you know what I'm saying? So we find a way to tie us all in together, man, and keep us unified.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, we're going to hear Heaven Hereafter by your God brother Reginald and Yusef and whoever else is on this track.
Visions of Marcus Garvey, spirit and heart of Garvey. And scared to die for these streets, religious kamikaze. Let's tell my mama sorry and wipe the tears from her face. I'm in a better place, but don't no racist cop or talk me. Thirsty to lock and charge me, no crack addict job me. Asking for crunch and shorts, ain't got a profit possibly. Smoke with Pocket Marley, Big Pop and Marvin. Then go chill with Minister Malcolm and Dr. Martin. This Bell's mansion, me and Lisa in the top apartment. We stay upstairs, right on top of Johnny Cochran. We all family, own Grammy's image, drop the carpet. Jam master, spin and scratch and get the party popping. They do this every Wednesday night. Ray Luther, Barry White, Sammy Davis Jr., Jackie Wilson, still dancing tight. Celebrate holidays with Belly Holiday and Frankie Lyman. No needle in they arm today. Aaliyah, make a wish, blow the candles off the cake. Red Fike just stepped in, he awfully late. You know, walking slow, moving friends, Sanford pace. Without his charm over his heart, just his laughing face. Big L recording records, next to Florida Evans. Kanye was here for no more than seconds. Before he called his blessing, he told me straight up that he was going rap through the wire and record a record. Romeo nowadays hang with Soulja Slim. Every now and then, me and Punter going smoke with them. We just roll the stems, thinking like one day one of us is going to have to let Oprah in. Not me, I just let Gary Coleman in. Feel like the gates of heaven closing in. But here we go again. Life camera action. Now make way for James Brown and Michael Jackson.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wish I could have that feel for a second. I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wish I could have that feel for a second. I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
Just to get a piece of
it. I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
Flying so high.
I wanna live another 200 years. 2200 gears, pyramid mansions with chandeliers and Tangiers. Women more severe, advanced versions of Pam Grier. Stands rear mold, the young, the old, and solid gold. Royal robe garments, highly regarded, honor goddess. Men exchange knowledge with mental prowess as fast as common. Small stomach, 2 meals a week. Please don't think it's sweet. Fruits, veggies, baby bean soup, milk, and whole wheat. No police patrol in the streets. We control cold and heat. Gardens that produce what we eat. Rivers that flow beneath. Couches raised, elders don't age. Call it amazing grace, the way is straight. Patiently waiting, cause man was made in hate. Elevated places where wide awake men hide away. Melanated faces make circulations through outer space. Child's grace, only vegetation, no need for medication. Restoration happens with proper diet and meditation. Levitate, ponder our future greatness, repeat the cadence. Mama, can't you see what Muhammad's making? Muhammad taking me, made me fast, crisp, and lean. I'm on a new regime, ruler, king, husband and father, son, brother and scholar, artist, author, lawyer and doctor, senior corporate partner, just charted over the water, mountains, deserts, and forests. Men sharpen men like swords on each and every shore. World tours, all can afford owls of Singapore. Praise the Lord, written on doors, onyx and marble floors. Children young as four on chessboards make you check your stress free. Out in the river, Euphrates jet skiing. Fire still burning the west region, no flesh eating. All the baby mothers are breastfeeding. The rest teaching children how to hear the insects breathing. The best reading, peace in any language you speak, and we maintain at least 35 prayers a week. Shepherd 100 sheep in the green pasture, stature like a master feat, like burnished brass, like a phoenix from the ashes. Fabric bought with gold, coin, cash, newsflash. Welcome back to Travis Shabazz. Welcome back.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wish I could have that feel for a second.
Just to get a piece of it.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wish I could have that feel for a second. I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
Just to get a piece of it.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
I wonder what it feels like.
Flying so high in the sky.
Was your God brother on the last verse, and that was my artist Rilla on the first verse.
Yeah, it was,
man,
nice.
That
was hot.
Awesome.
That was hot.
That
I bumped that in the wind. That was hot, bro. Y'all doing your thing.
That,
yeah, that was awesome. That was real awesome.
Yeah. That was yeah, that was beyond great, man. Beyond great.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much. The whole time I was listening to that song, and I listened to Problem 13, I listened to K. Reno, and I just listened to you, Brother Reginald. You know, there's no reason why we cannot put together a record company with all of you all up under it. And that's just my vision.
Hold on. Sister Gidget.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something, Sister Gidget. Right now,
yes,
the way I'm thinking, I've been thinking about this for a while. I even talked to Brother K. Reno about trying to promote his music on our shows, and that's what we're doing now, actually. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our believers never heard his music. You know, they could tell you about...
I find that hard to believe.
Listen, sisters, there are believers that I've talked to, and I mentioned the brother's name, they never heard him. And I said, well, brother, I got to promote this brother's music. I got to get his music out, really, because they know a lot of East Coast rappers, but when they come to the South, they sleeping. You know?
Okay, okay.
You talk about Problem 13K Reno, they're sleeping because all they know is New York. That's, you know what I'm saying? So we gotta wake these people up through the music. So that's a venture that I think we're going to try to do through the Nation Building Movement, the Young, Gifted, and Black. We got to promote these artists. We got to build our own record label because there is so much music. We got so many talented artists within the nation. No one has never heard. They would never get no airplay because they have nobody to back them up. But Nation Building, we need to get together and back up all of our talented artists.
And let me say this real fast, because this is one of the things that we're doing down in Houston. Last year, we dropped a project that was headed by Brother Robert Muhammad at Mosque 45. It was called Time to Rise. And what we did, we took a lot of the artists that were located in the city of Houston, and a few artists that were just from other cities, other states that wanted to contribute to the project, and we put together a whole album full of conscious material. And we basically just pressed up the units and gave them away. We didn't even try to sell them initially because we were just trying to get the message out. But when we was listening to last week when we was on the show and the sister that had the song that was just a great song, and now to hear these brothers that just from the song we just played, I mean, it sparks ideas and you know, it cracks atoms, you know, in my mind to just... Like Brother Rakim was saying, if we could just come up with some kind of unified effort, it may not necessarily be a record label per se, but with all of the talent that exists in the nation among the believers and just conscious people in general, if we was to come up with something just call it the Nation Compilation, and basically what we would do is all of the artists, you know, no matter where you're from, just periodically, like they drop such and such mixtape, volume 10, volume 11, Nation Compilation, volume 1. It may be everybody on this phone with maybe 10 or 12 other artists, print that CD up, spread it out among the believers, among everybody, among the community, to where the people who do know Problem 13 but may not know Brother Reginald, now they get a chance to hear Brother Reginald because now we all on the same album. And then you just keep doing that, keep circulating that. Different artists come in, you know, and we figure out a way to decide what songs make that cut, because only 12, 13, 15 songs can make it on a project. So this is just something just I'm throwing out there that was just inspired by Sister Gidget and Brother Rakim speaking about some kind of way to unify. If we all work on similar projects and we merge our respective fan bases, then everybody gets the benefit from that. And then the people will choose who they want to, hey, man, I really like that song, Brother Reginald, man. I really like that song, Problem 13, that how can I get this music? Or a brother or sister that we don't even know that's somewhere right now, they got heat, and all they need to do is be heard. We can put that together and make that happen.
Yes, sir, and we can have it downloaded on the from the website, and everybody can benefit from it.
Absolutely, that's right.
I would like to give the brothers their props, man. That record is hot.
Yeah.
I will bump that record before we get on the phone. Y'all got to tell me where I could go buy that record at, where I could go get it online or whatever I got to do. But the record is hot. You feel me?
Man.
I would bump that record, and anybody that know me, you know, that know me on a personal level, like a lot of my old homies that I used to run with, they said, man, Problem, you a hater. That's because I don't really like nothing, because everything is garbage, so I hate on everything. So if I'm telling you the record is hot, I mean it. The record is hot.
Yes,
I'm loving that record. and I got to get it. You feel me? So you got to let me know where I can get that record before Savior's Day. I don't want to get it in Chicago. I want to be riding up to Chicago listening to it. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so let me know where I can get that record.
And we gonna give all the information, and we're going to have our freestyle moment, too, because we got some freestyle artists on the phone, and we're going to let them spit freestyle before the show is over with. And so, listen, we got Brother Frank on the phone, and Brother Frank, his call has been dropping all evening. So, Brother Frank, I want to get to your song face-to-face before your phone call drops again. Can you tell us about the song face-to-face?
Assalamualaikum.
Brother,
walaikum salam,
sir.
Yes. Can you please repeat the question?
Can you tell us the history behind the song Face to Face?
Face to Face is my artist name.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the track called?
Hip Hop Generation.
I think it's called Face to Face. At least that's how it came across when I downloaded it.
Okay. My first single that I released is called Hip Hop Generation.
Okay.
My artist name, Face to Face, I used to be called Two Face when I was back in the States. And my artist name was Two-Face. I got that out of the Batman character, the villain called Two-Face. The reason why I use that name is because that I believe that every human being had Two-Face, good and evil. So when I came back to the motherland, I've heard of another African artist that had a took that name. So I was like, I can't go by that name anymore. So with this new life that I've adopted, this new way of thinking, following the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I decided to go by the name Face to Face, which means that I'm now face to face with a new reality. I'm now, so my whole style has to change. I can no longer be the rapper from back in the days that used to spit about, you know, nonsense, a rapper about a lot of nonsense, about street talk and all that. But now I have to come with a message. I have to come with truth on these records. So that's why I took the name Face to Face, because when you listening to my music, you dealing with the God face to face. So that's why.
All right. Okay, well, we're going to listen to Brother Frank's song.
Tell me what is the reason of what is blood and gold can be stuck without water.
Get a few minutes to explain.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. So, when I came back to my homeland, there was a time when, you know, I was struggling trying to get a job, you know, trying to make a living, and I was like kind of like giving up on the music aspect, because I was saying it's not really paying the bills here. So I was concentrating, because I was teaching English here to make a living. So, and I was also selling bean pies and apple pies and all that. And thanks to my queen, you know, she's the one that really, really motivated me to do this song, to do a remake of a series called, you know, Shaka Zulu, which was the beat that was used was the beat of the series called Shaka Zulu, which is a movie that everyone has seen on the planet Earth, from Africa to America. Everyone has seen this movie, and we all.
And not to mention that Henry Seale was a friend of mine, Henry Seale, who actually played Shaka Zulu. He's a friend of the family.
Ah, okay, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So basically, we used that beat because we felt that it was something that we all grew up upon. We grew up on that movie. So, what better idea to represent Africa on the beat from Shaka Zulu? So we went to the studio, and my queen helped me financially to produce this first single, and. Yes, so this is the single that I can say that brought me back into hip hop. So thanks to my queen.
Well, all praise is due to Allah for your music and for your queen. And of course, we're gonna give a humble salute to Brother Henry Seale, because he was a magnificent actor. A lot of you may not remember him outside of Shaka Zulu. He also played in Ghost in the Darkness, and he played in a few other movies. He tragically transitioned from us a few years back, but he was a magnificent person and a magnificent actor as well. And so, salute to him. And in your song, Brother Frank. And thank you. Yes. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to join us.
Okay, no problem. Yes, ma'am.
All right. You can stand by and hang out. We got some more songs we're going to play. And we're going to go to Strilla, the God. Keep
peace,
it on
peace.
Deck. Strilla, what's that song about?
Having a good time.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear from Strilla. Keep it on deck.
We gonna keep it on deck tonight, baby.
plastic. The flow code, according, you gon' need chapstick. Practice makes perfect, or is it perfect practice? Purposely burning perfect, return us to dust and ashes. Law of averages, I'm above what averages. Larger than Arabic, you many like Annapolis. Funny looking like caricatures, softer than velour. I don't consort, y'all trivial and sport. Slam, slam, cause mayhem. Addressing you rappers like yes ma'am. Get you in the spirit like seance is. You childlike like a crayon is. I'm napalm, you ladylike like Avon is. I'm like Avon, Barksdale, make your heart swell. Brother, stay calm, you hate it. The streets show me love like Faison. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD. Play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD. Play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck. I'm on the market, roll out the white carpet. First class flights to where the waters where the sharks swim. Marvelous, marble floors and all the offices. Wordplay is monstrous, demeanor so dominant. God's power we harnessing. Successful goals and accomplishments. Brody's bomb plus promises. Bring profits in, like Rashi in 94, that's common sense. I'm so uncommon with spit. Gotta make a new lane, I'm the pilot of my plane. Like my own flame, burning up the game. I ain't concerned with names, minds hold weight. On the track, I'm a train, unstoppable force, immovable object, 360 degrees in knowledge, you of course in college, of course where I'm in, shine bright, ultraviolet, ultraviolet, bring peace is my assignment, don't mix us up like hybrids, the lemon lime, dear, they ain't complete, like homework, I'm number 9, kid, open your eyelids, read the fine print, what I invent, take time spent, end result, timeless, now get behind it, my fans know I excel, when I call, they trick to their phones like next pill, sex sales, but that's the wrong purpose. I get a track of boost, and I ain't talking phone service. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD. Play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck. Play this in your iPod or MP3 or your CD. Play it when you see me. I keep it on deck, keep it on deck, keep it on deck, I keep it on deck.
Track was produced by a friend of mine. His name is Reg Vader, and I've been working with him since I was a teenager. And he actually made the beat a while back. Another artist from Alabama had used it, but I had never known what he had did with it. And my man, he gave me the okay to use it. I used it, and I was just looking for something. Because, you know, in Chicago is like where steppers are, you know what I'm saying? Like in Chicago, that we step real heavy. So I just wanted to make something that was relevant to the culture, the musical culture in Chicago, which is like dancing. You know what I'm saying? So like it's like dancing
right.
House music. That's the culture here. So I wanted to make something that not only it was safe, you know, like as far as the lyrics content is concerned, but that, you know, even as Muslims, before we come into Islam in Chicago, like, we stepping, you know, and pretty much anywhere, before we come in, we dancing, it's party central, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make something that you could still, you know, have that feeling, you know?
Yes, sir. And it has that feel-good type of, you know, let's have a party, a block party or something, and let's just, you know, party down like, you know how we do it.
Oh, you know how we do it.
Yeah, you know how we do it. Okay, listen, y'all. Okay, we have maybe like 30 minutes, and I'm gonna play some more music, but I want to go into the freestyle moment. And so now this is a voluntary
you know, project. Anybody who want to freestyle can freestyle. And I'm going to start off with my baby, Bicycle Tony. Bicycle Tony, are you ready?
Yo, hello again. You hear me,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. We waiting on you.
Yo, K-Reno, man, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Brother Rod, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. DJ Black Caesar, too. I don't know why he's not here, but shout out to him, too. So we get into the freestyle session?
Yes, with the freestyle session.
I just want to I want to give y'all something, you know what I'm saying, from the heart, man, like how I see things, all right? I'm not a Muslim, but I really respect it, for real, and I wish I knew more about it. But I'm going to tell you about life through my eyes, all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, one second. Here we go. The devil plays in idle time, creeping into idle minds. I try to teach mine not to be blinded by the devil's shine. These the last days of time. Rise and grind. Open up your eyes. See the signs. War crimes. False prophets. False witness. True lies. Holy wars, but only one true father divine. Men conquer to divide, hate sponsoring genocide. They try to teach black men to destroy black pride. Now everybody's screaming how they ride or die. But with no cause you die, then in hell you fry. But not I repent to the most high. Try to test God and you fail, so I won't try. Judgment draws close to life's almost over. Before you know it, we gon' all meet Jehovah. Why shorty on the block refusing to stay sober? Pops missing, mom's too busy watching Oprah. I try to reach him before it's too late and all over. They get burnt and I don't want to be the one to say I told you.
Wow. Oh yeah, that's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope.
That was
awesome. All you need is a beat to that one, brother. That's all you need.
Oh, we got it. We got it, man. I stole that from Lyrical Philosophy that I featured on with an artist called Tommy Guns out of Germany, black brother though in the army. And you can look it up, man, Tommy Guns, Lyrical Philosophy, featuring Bicycle Tony. But I just wanted to share that, man. I got a kid right now on a phone somewhere told me they was going to call in, and I wanted to make sure, you know, good people hear a message today. You know what I mean?
Well, we thank you for that, Bicycle Tony, and I know you have tons and tons and tons more. And so this is one of the up-and-coming artists that I'm really trying to help because he really does this music from his heart, and he's not even trying to get in the game. He just go out there and spit some stuff, and he go back in the shell. But we're going to bring him out front and center and so he can share his beautiful talents with all of us. And not just keep all that to yourself, Bicycle Tony. So you know I'm on your roll, man. I got you.
Thank you. Thank you, sis, for real. And God bless all y'all, man, and all the artists out there, you know, trying to do their thing. You know what I mean? I heard some real good music tonight, too, by the way, man. I really enjoyed the show. I'm real happy that I called in, for real.
Oh, and we happy to have you call in, Bicycle Tony.
Yeah.
And you can hang out. Our show is not over yet. We still got a few minutes. And
I'm not going nowhere.
Let me say this on behalf of K-Reno. K-Reno had to leave. He had another prior engagement, but we thank him for coming on for the time that he did. He asked me to extend the greetings to all of you. Go to K Reno's page. His Facebook page is K Reno the Rapper. I believe he's in concert next weekend. So if you want to get information about his music or, you know, his concert dates or whatever, go to Facebook, K Reno the Rapper, and you'll find all that information. And, of course, everything he has ever done over the past 30 years is on YouTube. And let me get back to my brother, Pride 13. Pride 13, where you at?
Right here, Queen. What's good?
But, yeah, I know you got some freestyle for me tonight because you both went on
the last I got you.
All right, y'all ready for it?
Hold on, strap your seatbelt, and you know what I'm saying, here you go. Little red rappers taking over, and the shit is scary. Walk a flock underneath the gold, read the dictionary. Learn some vocabulary, actual fact, man. After that, you need to read the message to the black man. Don't get angry with me, because you can't rush me, you can't touch me, because I keep them FOI soldiers hanging with me.
but they not worried about what you think you'll do to me. They not protecting me from you, they guarding you from me. Cause I'm a crazy ass, off the chain, acting ugly. My lieutenants don't like me, but my captain love me. Shout out to my lieutenant, brother Eric 2X. I knock a rapper out like I don't care who's next. But if you really want to get me, I ain't hard to grab. I'm by myself selling final calls on the ass. Before you come, you better think it through, believe it, see. Because the Lord Master Farrar got a thing for me. I'm one of his favorites. He came and told me in my dream. It felt surreal. I could feel his spirit in my spleen. Just like Malcolm when he saw him in his prison cell. Not in the movie, in the book. Man, this shit is real. I ain't the ravaged rapper out here trying to get a deal. Exposing rappers and not worried about getting killed. I can't be killed. Everything is not what it seems. I reincarnate in the person of my son Kareem, or my son Raheem, or Rahman or Hakeem, or Denzel Mustafa, Rafika, maybe Mujahid, or Alexander Jr. People call him Lex. If he was three garbage MCs, I put them all in check. I gotta say that. I don't play that. I'm a Muslim, but ain't trying to be an A-Rap. These damn A-Raps have shopped in our community. Sell us swine and disrespect us with impunity because we got no unity. Instead of investing in businesses, we buy and spinning rims and big jewelry. We should own every store in our own hood and build schools because the public school's no good. And use Elijah's own curriculum to teach the baby. Ignorant niggas saying P13, you speaking crazy. But I refuse to lower my standards just because you refuse to raise yours. Understand this. The black man is God. Master Farrar, Louis Farrakhan, Elijah got him strong, and I'm P13, spitting on the MIC. I represent from LA to the NYC, down to the MIA. This is where I stay. Muhammad's Mosque, number 29, is where I pray. See me at Juma Prayer, make it a lot is true. Problem 13, I don't know no rapper that's as hot as you. That's what they're telling me. That's what they're saying, man. I'm coming after garbage rappers, and I'm slaying them. They better come correct or don't rap at all. I'm going hard in the paint, but this ain't basketball. It's far from a game, so don't play with it. If you come out to lanes, it could get dangerous. You've been told, now I'm done, and I'm finishing by saying, assalamu alaikum, thank you for listening.
Wow.
Praise
the due
to
Allah.
Oh, man.
Praise
the due
to Allah.
Okay, let me get a fan up in here, y'all, because that was just too hot. Now, brother Prob, I got to ask you, what, now, is that a song, or did you just come out with the top of your head with
it? I didn't come off the dome on that. I only come off the dome in a spur-of-the-moment situation. I know this wasn't a spur-of-the-moment situation. I knew I was going to come on this show, so I had some ready and prepared. That's actually a freestyle that's going to be on the mixtape, The Wolverine. You know, and that's what But I could do the, I could do the freestyle thing because I'm a giant, not a midget, on the Blog Talk Radio with my sister Gidget. And King Rakim is Problem 13. Can't forget Brother Red. Yo, his music was death. I gotta get that joint. And that other brother, too, he was with that point. Yo, check it out. Without a doubt, I bring it live on the phone. Blog Talk Radio, P13, I'm holding my own. So I could do the off the dome thing, but I can't prepare for something because I knew it was a show.
Man, this is off the chain. Sister Gidget, this is a beautiful show tonight. It is.
Yeah, man.
Praise be to Allah.
I am just in awe. Okay, gentlemen, I wanna have a conversation with you all about something very serious. And I want to thank you all, first of all, for your music. I want to thank Allah for your talent and thank you all for submitting your will to do the will of Allah and bring forth your talent because it is so, so much needed, especially amongst
our young people today. Thank you for giving us a platform where we can come and show the people what's happening, what's going on. You heard
it? True story.
We don't have no platform. Artists like us, we just grinding ourselves. It's just us. So when somebody like you come and gives us a platform, that's a blessing.
From this point on, y'all got a platform.
Praise be to Allah.
Right now, me and Sister Ginger, we're going to talk about this, but we're going to have to put something together for our people. We got to, because the devil is taking over in every area that in the media, television, radio, whatever. The devil is taking over, and we got so many talented believers. We must expose these. I'm not going to say what I'm about to say, but Problem 13, you know what I was about to say, right?
Anyway,
yeah. I'm gonna say that. We're gonna have to do this. Problem 13. I need your help, brother. K-Reno, if you listen,
I need your help, brother.
Over there in the motherland, I need your help, brother. Brother Reggie.
Brother Frank,
we gotta do this now, damn thing, brother. Seriously.
Now I have a question right quick. Now the first record, just to be on point, the first record with the brother singing in the chorus, that was Brother Reg, right? With another brother, right? With Yusuf, right? That was Brother Reg, right?
Yes, that's called Heaven.
Right,
Hereafter.
And then the last track that just played, the last one that just played, that's brother, that's with Skrilla.
Skrilla, the God.
I just want to make sure I get it right, because I gotta get, and I want to get make a point about that last record that just played. That was the point I was making in the beginning. You don't necessarily got to come hard like P13, but you got to come where the people can feel you. See that record? The average person hearing that record, unless they listening to the lyrics close, they won't even know that's a Muslim. You feel me?
Right.
That's the point
right.
I was making at the beginning of the show. We have to come in a way that grabs the attention of our people. You know, and a lot of us, sad to say, we put ourselves in a box and don't allow ourselves to do that. You feel me? And that brother, that record right there is a perfect example of what I was talking about without having to come hard how I come. But he's coming with the dance vibe. He got the hip-hop, you know, the hip-hop vibe in there. And it don't sound, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Corny. You know, some of us come off corny. You know, we so Islam, we should put the mic down, because the mic, you can't come corny if you're coming after the people. You feel me? And even though that record wasn't a P13 record, it was hot. And it's something that the people, just like the one before, that the one Brother Reg did. See, these are records that, see, my thing is, I don't want to be a Muslim rapper. I want to be a Muslim that raps. You feel me? Those songs relayed my point perfectly. We have to come at our people. You know, we behind enemy lines.
And you know, a problem. And you know, the thing is that, what motivated me to make records like that, and my new music is more so leaning towards that, is that I was listening to the minister on this. I got this DVD called Questions and Answers with Minister Farrakhan, and a brother asked him, Minister, is it all right that I use my slave name? I'm trying to apply for some credit. He had something with credit, And the minister told the brother, brother, do what you want to do. And then he say, you know, brother, the master, when he first came amongst us, he didn't say who he was. He said, sometimes
right.
it's not good to let people know who you are. You establish
right.
yourself, establish yourself, and then tell them who you are later. You know what I'm saying? And so
right.
I took that approach that, you know, I don't have to come in kicking down doors. I don't got to do that. If I come with principle,
right.
if I come with truth, you won't be able to argue me. If I bring truth to you in principle, you can't argue me, so it don't even matter what religion you or I say I am, you know?
Right. Well, them records was hot, bro. It was hot.
Thank you, brother.
You know, and I could see the streets feeling that. I could see the streets feeling that. You feel me? And it's beautiful. You know, those records are hot. I'm pleasantly surprised.
You
know, a lot of times, brother, come.
You.
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna be real. You know, I'm real, man. You know, that's just me. That's what gets me in trouble a lot. I'm just too real for my own good. But I don't know how to be no other kind of way. A lot of times, brother, come to you, and he's a believer, and he likes your music, and then he plays his joint, and he's excited, even you know what you think. And damn, brother, why you put me on the spot? I don't want to tell you what I think about this record here. I'm gonna hurt your feelings. You know, so it's a pleasant surprise when you find brothers that are bringing it so that you could tell them, man, yo, that's hot. I
I like that, and not be lying or not feel like you on the spot. Because brothers do that to you, man. They do they play their record, man, and it's like, damn, brother, who told you you could rap? But you can't tell the brother. It's a fellow believer. He excited. He likes your music. He's complimenting you. How you going to deal with that situation and keep it real? So I just say, I don't even sometimes just rub my head and just look at the brother and just say, what studio are you recording? I try to change the subject real quick. You know, because it's hard, brother. So it's good, brother. That you know, my point is, it's good to see other brothers bringing the heat, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, to see other brothers bringing the heat, you don't feel like you carry the weight on your own. If somebody don't like P13 swag, you know, but they got Brother Reg, they got the Skrill of the Guard. There's other swags out there that still represent the supreme wisdom, and that's wonderful. You feel me? I love that.
Hey, Sister Gidget.
Not to mention Jay Reno, Cam, Young Bruh. Good, somebody was saying something.
You know, I just wanted to know what we done with the cypher because, like, I'm a hungry MC like Problem, you know?
Go ahead, get it in. Oh, it ain't my show. What I'm talking about? Sister Gidget. I'm sorry.
Hey, P13. This is your show, brother. This is your show, Black Man. This is your show.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah.
Okay, let me make everything clear right quick so everybody can be on the same page. I'm Sister Gidget. That's Brother Rakeem. We have a program called Nation Building Movement. But when it says nation, it means nation. So this is not my show. This is not Brother Rakeem's show. This is your show. Anytime y'all want
to
come on, anytime y'all drop a beat, whatever y'all want to do, y'all just hit me up, let me know you here. This is your show. This is your platform. Sister Gidget is not a rapper. I'm a singer. I don't do hip-hop like that. But I love you, and I support you, and we're here for you. We know that this music is needed in our communities, but nobody is promoting this type of music. Everybody wants the booty shaking, you know, naked girl, you know, drinking the 40 ounce, wearing the bling bling. Everybody wants that kind of music.
Murder, killer, drug dealer.
Program to want that kind of music, but now we have a job that we have to do. We have a government on our shoulders and a responsibility with this knowledge to get it out there, and however we got to get it out there, whether it's me speaking on Thursday and y'all rapping on Saturday and Brother James preaching on Friday, whatever we do, that's why we on the air 6 days a week, because we're trying to reach everybody no matter where they are. So, brothers, this is y'all's show. Trust and believe
that, all right? Crazy. So
I want to hear the freestyle.
That's me right there. Get it in, homie. I know that. Check it, homie. It's STR. Ain't nothing changed, man. Put on my hockey mask, do my musical murder thing. Get used to this. With the truth, I'm ruthless. All caps get blown off. I leave you ruthless. I'm the mouthpiece for the Southeast. Haven't I made that clear like acoustics? Or do you need more proof and evidence? Ever since I failed fifth grade, I've been ahead of this. That was a heaven sent. Had to step back so I can leapfrog. Leave y'all in my dust, and I don't even speed off. Feed off the mentally dead niggas who eat hog. Because I believe you give what you get back. So I drop a seed off. I teach y'all until total recall. Set thin, then I research a sentence and seat y'all. On that throne you was born to sit on. Get comfortable, fluff the pillow. Your earlobes is about to be injected with the medicine. My pen be taking me to the ceiling, penicillin. I put a dent in, the heart is armor. Grew up without a father, my niggas ain't had ass either. We had mamas, drama, on a daily basis. Look in the faces of these young niggas. Fuck race hatred. Judges by skin tone, so the context and tone I take to these songs and forms is known as shit on. Anybody who got a problem, let's figure it out. I'm all about answers like picked up phones. Got a few hang-ups, nothing to trip on, though. My situation ain't comical like sitcoms. Real serious,
I'm more than curious about how life is lived with freedom. So I speak it endlessly till I'm no longer breathing. I mean these streets with my people, then we eating off what God be feeding. You know knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, things these schools ain't teaching. Education don't make fools, so it's safe to say that diploma don't make you. It's safe to say that the father who made you in his image and likeness wanted you like his son, who sacrifices like the Christ is, the criteria, so he shines the brightest. The gift of gab is my gift, so I write this on my official paper. I'm trying to live righteous, throw you in a lake of fire, you fight this, just because we made of pure preciseness. What are you afraid of? Why are you frightened that we Jamil is here to make peace, but he might just make war? You better make sure that's what you really want. I'm cruising down Lake Shore Drive, feeling so alive. I'm trying to be one of the realest of all time. Peace.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. I need some info on how to get y'all music right quick, man. I need to know where I can log on and order y'all joints, real talk. Before the 10 minutes is up. Well, 5 minutes now.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna get it in. Okay, come on. We got time for a couple of more. Anybody got some freestyle points where you at?
Oh, yeah. Y'all want the CEO and founder?
Oh, Lord. Okay, wait a minute. Everybody under 18, close your ears or log off right now.
Oh, y'all know it. Y'all know it. Check this out. This gonna come off real raw, so you know, I gotta reach the people, you know what I'm saying? It goes something like this. Here comes a motherfucking lunatic, Mississippi murderer, torture chamber, sick ass nigga with a heart full of anger, antichrist killer, black gorilla nigga, mind of a lunatic, squeezing the fucking trigger. The dirty south is where I hail from. You don't want none, I pay you by the tail with a nail gun. So you better grab an Alka-Seltzer for your weak-ass stomach, because I'm the motherfucking health disgusting. You may not understand me, but I don't give a fuck. You out of luck if you try to apprehend me. You know, that's a little bit of a...
I thought I was the problem. Damn.
Oh my God. Okay.
If my children heard me rapping like that, they said, Daddy has lost his mind.
Oh my God. I was not ready for that.
Children asking me now, Daddy, you thinking that to save his day?
when we really think about it, you know, that my talent comes from somewhere. It comes from a place. And you know, we have so many rappers that perpetrated the fraud. Some people rap about the life that they know nothing of. Some people are coming correct. You know, they live the life that they're rapping about. When we talk about Tupac in particularly, you know, I'm gonna put it out there because, you know me, I speak straight words. I ain't hiding, running from nobody. You know, I do believe that he was killed because he had the power to unite a people and to form that third political party that he talked about. And when I'm listening to all of you, and I see that same power in all of you. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you all to just keep going, you know, stand on your square. Don't let nobody take you off your game. And, you know, right now, it's very hard to kind of do your passion and make money to survive. But I'm telling you, brother, as Allah is my witness, if you stick to it, we can make this happen. We have brilliant minds in the nation. We have everything in the nation. We have promoters. We have writers. We have engineers. We have producers. We have magazine publishers. We got all kind of artists, spoken word, R&B, jazz. We have
everything right here in our nation. And I'm telling you, brothers, if you hang on and keep the faith, we can make this happen. We can have nation radio or nation music label or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just want y'all to just hold steadfast to what y'all doing. Okay, we down to like the last 5 minutes, so I just want to go through everybody right quick and get some last words. Let me see, Brother Frank. Brother Frank, you've been kind of quiet all night. Anything you want to say to the audience before we get off tonight?
Assalamu alaikum. I was trying to call in, but I had some technical difficulties out here.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yes. Is it too late for the freestyle?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Brother, go get yours in. Get it in.
Get it in.
Caught up under the teachings of the Wu-Tang. But now that I got locked up, the NY is the thing. Giving birth to a new man. Stepping with a new plan. I sat down with a few kings. Molded and shaped to be invincible. My job is to convince all those old revengeful foes to fight a bigger fight than we already had. It is our right to sacrifice all that we have. So is the enemy of my old enemy now a friend of me? Nah, can't possibly. Because right now, it's an all-out war against the enemies of God. We're coming to kill all y'all. Man, respect FOIs, modern-day angels. One country's terrorist is another one's avenger. To release Allah's anger through this written agenda is what I'm defending. So let's make it plain and simple.
All right. Thank you, Brother Frank. That's hot. I can rock that. I can rock that, brother, for real.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, so any last words?
I need to get Brother Reg's music out.
Strilla and Reg, y'all tell us where you can get your music. Come on, Strilla, where can we get your music?
Right now I got my album entitled Bowtie, Bring On Wartime and Is Everything. I was selling it last year at Savior's Day, but right now you can go on SoundCloud and get it right now. You can go get my album right now.
Now, is that song that played tonight on that CD?
Absolutely. You know what, that's off my upcoming mixtape. I don't have that for download right now, Prof. But I got that's gonna be on my new mixtape called
When is the new mixtape drop?
March.
All right. Keep me posted, man. Friend me on Facebook and keep me posted. What about Reg the God Brother? Where could I get that joint at? Hello? Oh man, phone died on me.
Oh wow.
Hey Prob, what's your name on Facebook? Prob
13?
It's Alexander.
Alexander, my phone died on me for a second, but I'm back on. Yes, Alexander Abdul Aziz.
Alexander Abdul Aziz.
I had to come inside to put my phone on the charger. Hey, y'all children, you got to be quiet. Hakeem, sit down. Tonight's your night, Hakeem. I got something for you. Hakeem, sit down. Sit your behind down, boy. Turn that TV down. Turn that TV down, Rafi. Turn that TV down. Okay, now, Reggie God, brother, I need to know where I can get that joint at that play tonight.
I don't think the guy's on the line right now.
Okay.
Oh, he's on the line. Anybody looking for my music, looking for aproblem.com.
Okay, cool.
You heard me? Looking for aproblem.com. That's where you can get my music at. Looking for aproblem.com.
Cool. Yeah, I believe him.
Man, I really wanted them joints, man. I wanted them songs.
But hey, look, on Facebook you say you Alexander Abdul Aziz.
Alexander Abdul Aziz Muhammad.
Okay, cool.
Well, you can go, but I also got my page up, Problem 13, so you can find me either way.
Okay,
You can find me on okay, page 13 page, or you can go to my timeline, which is Alexander Abdulaziz Muhammad.
I'm going to find you tonight, bro.
All right, for sure.
Okay, well.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell y'all, thank you, everyone. I don't know what happened to Brother Reg. I don't know who dropped, Brother Reg or Brother Striller, but whoever dropped.
Over here.
Okay, what's up? Okay, well, thank you all for coming on. We got to have you all back again because once you come on here one time, that can't be the only time. Thank you, Brother Arvin, for bringing to our attention Brother Strilla and Brother Reginald. We'll be back here next Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Time. And listen, tomorrow, if any of you have time, we usually have our economic development show at 6:30, but tomorrow we're having a special prayer show for Brother Ruben Muhammad, who is in Houston, who is suffering pancreatic cancer. The doctors have given him up and sent him home with pain management, but we're going to pray our brother through this. So if you get the opportunity, call back at the same number, 646-716-5971, and join us at 6:30 p.m. Central Time for the special prayer for Brother Ruben. Also, look out on Facebook for events. I'm going to post the event tonight if you want to participate. I thank you all for joining us. I love you all. Poppin' 13,
love
Brother
Reggie,
Brother Stilla, Brother Arvins, Brother Frank, Brother Rakim, who in the chat room? CIHHI Radio and all of you in the chat room are the guests. Thank you all for joining us. I leave you as I came before you in peace. One nation, one love. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam, sister.